Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, in two meetings last year, North and South and Boys Hoops combined for 154 total points spread out over nine quarters, including that overtime sectional title game at Martinsville. South tonight with the home court, and keeping that in mind. First 1-50 win tonight. I don't know. How do you see it?
You never know. It depends, you know, if we shoot the ball well, they shoot the ball well. If one team gets ahead early and you know, have to chase and foul and they get a little groove going, it's probably, if it stays close early, it's probably going to be a tight game, obviously, down the wire. You know, both games we lost last year, we had a dunk to win the game and got called for a technical at their place. And
right.
Then we had a wide open shot with no time on the clock to win the sectional game. And in fact, we had a 3-point shot in overtime to win the game. So we were right there with them, and without our best player, didn't get a play in that game. So, you know, we were competitive, and we're going to try to be competitive tonight. We just don't have the overall experience or the strength of their team.
Hall of Fame head coach J.R. Holmes. Our coverage starts at 7 o'clock with Chalk Talk, tip at 7:30. Edgewood girls boys twin bill out in the corral tonight, starting at 6 with Brown County. And Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk at 9:30 after our North-South game. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
As disappointing as it gets, a blown 21-point first-half lead Thursday night. Hoosiers of Mike Woodson, 91-89 losers out in Iowa City. Second half, 84-78 lead. No field goals, though, the final 3:42. Iowa closing on a 13-5 run. Chris Murray, 21 of his 30 in the second half, didn't help much either after Race Thompson left with that right leg injury and his future status unknown. But again, the inability to finish.
Our defense, it just went the other way. And, I mean, if Murray had his way, he was a big part of it. You know, and it didn't help us that we missed free throws. I mean, that's kind of been a thorn in the side.
Well, it has indeed. 9 misses on the night. Iowa hit 22 of 25, 17 of 20 in the second half. And Coach Mike, quite adamant. Postgame, expressing his frustration big time with an incident that involved Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hoosiers 10-4, 1-2 in league play, a noon tip Sunday at home against Northwestern. North-South basketball tonight from the home court. Our coverage starts at 7 with Chalk Talk. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.